If you like it, you do it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. If you like it, you do it. If you take a pebble and you throw it in a pond, the pebble makes waves. And these waves go every which way. They go to the shore from wherever you threw the pebble, plus they go on out into the pond, out across the pond. And if you were able to be patient enough, and if the day were calm enough, you could count the ripples as they would go all the way across the pond, throughout the entire pond itself. And if you like it, you do it. If you like it, then you throw another pebble. And you throw another pebble. And you keep throwing pebbles until the pond is just full of all sorts of little wavelets. And these wavelets are saying, yes, yes, I like an active pond. I like a wrinkly surface to the water. I like it when it's like this. When you like it, you do it. Okay? Now, throwing a pebble in the pond is a very wonderful thing. It's a thing that makes everything seem sort of right and good and beautiful. But have you ever skipped a pebble in the pond? Have you ever taken a flat stone, or a relatively flat stone? You can also skip a round stone, but a flat stone is a little easier. You take the flat stone and you spin it out across the pond. It'll go jump and jump and jump. And if you do it just right, when we allow ourselves to get irritated, then we are not in charge. Then we are making problems. We are not making solutions. If you think that you'd like to do something beautiful, like a skipping a stone across a pond, first you stop and you feel the stone in your hand, and the stone is flattish, and then you take the stone in the arches of your fingers. And you hold them in such a way that the stone is going to spin as it leaves your hand. And as you hold it so it spins and leaves, it flies in the air. It has sort of an ability to fly in the air all by itself. And then it lands on the water and it goes ka-plink, ka-plink, ka-plink. Off and across the pond it goes in a beautiful, fantastic way. It's a lot of fun to do it. And if you like it, you do it. There are people who haven't been able to skip a rock across a creek or a pond or a lake or the swimming pool or anything else. They haven't been able to do that. And the reason that they haven't been able to do it is they didn't like to do it. They watched others, and as they watched others, instantly they were making a competition with themselves as to how the others did it. And they thought, I can never do it as well as they do it. They're so competent at it. And then when everybody is gone, when everybody has left the lake or the pond, and you're standing there alone, or you come back. You come back, everybody, after everybody's gone. And then you stand there and you say, I want to skip a stone across the pond. And so you relax, take a deep breath, you take a flat stone and hold it lovingly, very lovingly in your hands, and then you make the beautiful skipping zone. You see the stone skipping across the pond. You don't worry about how you hold it. You don't worry about how you aim it. You just see the stone skipping across the pond. And as you see the stone skipping across the pond, if you like it, you do it. Then the stone skips across the pond as you throw it out there. We are able to do this in all areas of our life. We don't like to show off in front of other people, really. And the reason we don't want to show off is because we don't want to make a mistake. And we don't want to have them say we're stupid. But we do want to do many wonderful things now. When we do it just for the fun of it, then it truly is a joyful experience. When everybody's just throwing their stones out into the pond and throwing them out, and some skip and some don't and some do and some don't, the stones that skip are the ones that were thrown out by someone who saw the stone skipping on the pond, not who knew how to do it. Because how to do it really is to see the stone skipping on the pond. How to do anything in life and have it be a success is to see it a success before you do it. You look at your health and you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm healthy. Oh, I'm healthy. You see yourself healthy. If for a moment you don't see yourself healthy, start over again. Start over again and start seeing yourself healthy, just like you see the stone skipping across the pond. See yourself healthy and do it because you like to do it. If you like to do it, do it. And when you do it, it works. It works. Now you say, gee, I'd like to have that in money. Well, then see it. And whatever minute, whatever little bit of money you see yourself having, that's what you'll have. And perhaps you'll spend it even before you get it. But if you see yourself independently wealthy, just happy with all the abundance that you could enjoy, I am infinitely abundant. I am just so happy. I am so wonderfully abundant. I feel so good. And you see it done. Now, being abundant doesn't necessarily mean you see yourself spending the money. You see yourself having the feeling that comes with having abundance. Having the feeling that comes with being independently wealthy. Having the feeling that comes with that. Just like you throw the stone across the pond, you have the feeling of the stone skipping across the pond. Just like saying nice things to other people, or you're talking about your perfect body, you feel your perfect body, you see your perfect body, you know it. It's you, it's who you really are. And as you feel that, know that, see that, experience that, then that's who you are. And there's nothing else to it. There's nothing else to it except to be yourself and have fun. We sometimes turn ourselves away from if you like it, you do it, because we forget that it's not that we are skipping rocks. We are not throwing them. We are not being a genius in that respect. What we're doing is we're seeing the rock skipping across the pond. We're seeing ourselves enjoying abundance in our life, enjoying wonderful health and a happy life. We see ourselves doing these things. And if you like it, do it. When you practice on doing these things, you find that it works all the time. When you practice on, if you like it, you do it, you realize that your game of golf is not excellent because you are an excellent golfer, but because you are an excellent seer. You can see where the ball goes, and you know where you're going to put the ball. And in baseball, in sports, you know, put it here, put it here, put the ball here, put the ball here. Oh, that symbol, that signal is so often heard. And have we ever thought of it that they meant put the ball here? Do it right now. Can you throw a curved ball? Can you throw a left, a right? Can you do these things? Oh, yes, you can. They do it all the time. And it's not because they're skilled in doing it, but they're skilled in seeing it done. So when you and I learn to see it done, see the rock skipping across the pond, see ourselves enjoying wonderful health, see ourselves independently wealthy, see ourselves being exquisite at sports, because we see the ball going where we want it to go. Then we have come to a solution in our life that all is now. And when we see it done, truly, it is done. And that's who and what we are now and forevermore. Have a lovely day, and have a lovely game, and have lots of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.